Muchas gracias.
Down to South Texas, where we hang out sometimes, we got a little place down there called Camp Howdy. Everybody's welcome in Camp Howdy. Just a couple weeks ago, me and Jerry were sitting around in the campfire, kind of
in the campfire,
surprising ourselves on the search for a spiritual sport.
Whatever that is.
When we heard this rumbling in the underbrush and out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, came this dude of an hombre. He had a beaver skin hat and a leopard skin vest and lizard skin boots and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. And he sucked up all the flames. Blew out a smoke ring. Spit out a live coal and looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy," we said.
"We're Republicans."
"We're vegetarians."
"That's what I said."
"Veggie what?" he said. He said, "Oh, boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. Pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap. Slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving all day long like Elvis. We were ready for the spiritual sport. And then this dude, whose name was Beauregard Hooligan, led us out across the bean field to an old B-25 bomber that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. And we climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels. And we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed there was a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo?" I called him Bo. "Does this thing fly? What are you, boy? Superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the deep, dark night. I turned to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this experience, and old Beauregard just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit. He popped the other end in my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to Beauregard and he just smiled. Handed me a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle, I noticed there was a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me, and the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." Ha-hee! I did kiss the worm. About that time, Beauregard looks over at me with that smile again, and he just says with confidence and love, "You drive." So I grabbed a hold of the wheel and I pulled back. A miracle. the right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the radar, just below the paraquat, just above the radar, into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.